For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey,
what's up? Hey. What's up?
What up? What up, T? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm good. It's a lot of rain.
Is it raining there?
In Charlotte, it's hurricane season, if anybody didn't know. And yeah, it's doing its thing, man. Flood warning coming across the phone. The little
really?
Emergency joint. Yeah, so a lot of rain, but I'm in here dry. You know what I'm saying? Ready to talk about the bill.
Oh my God, I'm chilling. You said about hurricanes. We had a tornado here.
I seen it. That was insane. That was insane.
What is going on with the world, yo? I don't want to get depressed, so I won't keep. I won't talk about it all like that. But we gotta get this shit together. All right, you know. Man, but I'm good. I mean, it's we got what, 2 more days to a game.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh.
So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, me too.
We got some comments coming in on me.
Good. Well, listen, thank you everybody for pulling up and the pull uppers. Pause later on. I'm gonna let you know who we are. See, don't do that. I did that. I messed up. Okay, well listen. If you didn't know who he was, I'm going to tell you. I'm Mike. That's T. Anywhere we at, we in the place to be. Shop 143. And this is Not Your Average Podcast in the 716. You heard the name. Go Bills.
You heard it. Go Bills. What is up, Sandra? Good afternoon. What's up, Joey? I didn't put them up there. I'm just, I know. Now, see, I'm saying Sandra, and now it's, I didn't change it.
You have to welcome it. What up, John?
Right.
Yes, yes.
Go Bills for sure. I'm trying to get everybody up here.
Profile pictures.
Who is that, Joey?
Yeah. Good to see your profile pictures. Go Bills.
Yes, for sure.
Yes. Absolutely.
Hope everything is well with you, Joey. But let's get it. Today we're going to talk about. So this episode we're going to talk about camp. Camp has ended. It's another one in the books of 2014. It's over and done. We're going to talk about injuries. Shit, what we hate to talk about is injuries. It happens. It happens. The running back rooms. CB room. Damar Hamlin. What is up? He's taking a step. We're going to talk about. We got the care or care less back. You know, it's the off season going into this season, this upcoming season. You know, we're going to bring that segment back. And we got the preseason. It's happening on Saturday. Football is around the corner. Football is around the corner. Okay. Sorry.
I ordered some gear. So it's
me too. Up.
In the next couple of days, I'm so excited. Oh, man. It's great. Yeah.
Me too. Yeah, I can't wait. Yes, football is on NFL Network. Also, it's on CBS. Yes. If you live in Buffalo, it's on CBS. If you're not living in Buffalo, it's on NFL Network. So, yeah, you guys get to watch it. I don't know what the whole thing with watching it at. I just know I live in Buffalo, so I get to watch all the games.
Right.
Not
it's tough for
tooting my horn or nothing like that.
It's tough.
So where do you watch it then?
I made a way, I don't know if they're going to, So I got a Roku, a little Roku joint.
Okay, got you.
And we never moved it from Buffalo. Like you know, you put the zip code.
Oh,
and all that.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, so you get.
It's been.
Okay, I wasn't saying it out loud. Okay, we good.
So we good. Then I just try to find a way. So God bless everybody. You know. Who...
We're good, so let's move on because I don't want nobody to chop this up.
Don't touch my stuff. Okay? Thank you very much.
But like I said, 2 weeks training camp is over now, it's officially done. The Bills, when this comes out, we're taping it live on Thursdays. This will come out on Saturday. So anything happen in between there, we won't get. We apologize, but that's how we do our pod, our show. But some banged up Bills, man. Oh my God! It's like, can the injury gods just say, "I'm just going to help you all out this year"? No. Right. Why would they do that? So, running back Ty Johnson hamstring. He was out there today on the sideline doing a little stuff. Chase Claypool toe. He was also on the sideline. He's not going to play, nor is Ty Johnson. I don't think. Justin Shorter, I don't know what's going on with him. I have no idea.
Okay.
DaQuan now is also injured. He has a groin, and so do Two Hill growing as well. Who else? I can't pronounce his name because I'm going to call him Eddie. Okay. His ribs. I can't pronounce that. It's a crazy name, so I don't want to mess it up.
Right.
So Edwards as well.
No.
It's an African name, so I can't. It's too many.
I mean, but it's for the people.
No. I got you. Right, cool. Here's for the people. His name is Eddie.
I tried, y'all.
Benford out shoulder again. So, yeah, those are some. Did I miss anyone? Let me see if I missed anyone. I don't think I did, but it's whatever. I just don't understand what's going on. Like, we know. Injuries happen. Yeah. I don't, you know, Matt Milano had a rest day. But today they were in pads. No pads. They just had helmets today. Okay. So last practice, trying to soak in that last day of camp with the guys. It was interesting to see someone had asked, let me see if I can find it. They had asked Kyir Elam. The vibe in the room. Oh, what happened? I didn't even see Mike go away. What happened, Mike?
I was just sitting here. I have no idea. I guess, you know. Oh, okay. That was an intermission.
So, we got bad weather over there, so it might be that.
Right.
But, oh my God, what's going on here? So, they had asked Kyir Elam about the vibe in the locker room now. And I don't want to say they're giving shade to no one. And then, you know, I don't like to talk about that guy anymore. So we're not.
Right.
No, he's not injured. He's back at practice.
No.
He's back at practice. He had a growing, but he's back now. So this is what Kyir Elam had to say about the Buffalo Bills, this team now.
Last one.
I mean, I don't know. Yes, Joey, I think people are really trying to make a big deal out of something that's not there.
Right. He don't make
again.
It's fine.
I think soon as this season starts, I think that stuff will go away until we play them again. I think week four or five.
Yeah.
But for have this guy to constantly talk about this other guy I think it's crazy.
It's annoying.
He's no longer on the team. We've moved on.
Refer your questions to Texans, please. Can you do thank that? You. Refer all your questions over there.
And like you said, Sandra, I think it's this too.
Yeah.
Coming into this season, we really didn't have drama. The Buffalo Bills are boring. So you got to create something, right?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to drama, you have to create stuff. Because, right. I mean, they think that the Buffalo Bills are going to fall off the face of the earth because we don't have a certain person in our offense anymore.
Right.
But that's not the case. No. And this Bills team is going to continue to go. And speaking of to continue to go, let's talk about the running back in James Cook. Okay. At what point are we concerned about James Cook and him dropping the ball? And it's becoming a situation like the kicker. Like, we've seen it last year, wide open, easy freaking catch, drop. Mm. But he catches the hard ones. Is it concentration, you think?
I think the ball, the situation where he does fumble or something like that, I feel like his brain is already on his first maneuver.
Right.
You know, and it happens, like, when you're moving too fast sometimes, you know, because you got to slow it down and then speed it up. I feel like sometimes he'll think about his move first and what he got to do
before catching the ball, right.
Yeah, and you can see it. You can actually see it. Like, you be so hyped because you already know what you're about to do after you catch it, that he's already in the mind that I already caught it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work out sometimes.
And that's that concentration. Knowing, like, you got a free lane.
Right.
But first, I got to catch that ball.
I have to catch the ball.
Before anything. Before I can move to do anything, I got to secure the ball. Yeah. What did you say here, Joey?
And James Cook is dropping passes out of the backfield. That's his specialty.
I
hope not, Joey.
I don't want to call it his specialty, but...
A specialty is wild.
Like, that's
crazy.
Okay, it's like having a specialty drink. Yeah, you're like, damn, Joey.
Our burgers, they're great. No.
Our specialty.
Yeah,
Oh, man.
I seen somebody said up top, I don't know if it was Joey, that I seen that Isabella took a crazy shot.
Yeah, he took one. What is today? Today's Thursday. He took one Monday? Sunday?
Monday. One of those
days. One of those days. He took the one of those days, but he's back out there. Yeah, Josh Allen got upset. Like, it was...
Because you know what? You get so hyped and you want to show the coaches that, you know, you ready and stuff like that. And then it can get away from you sometimes. That's how injuries happen. That's how bad hits happen. You know what I mean? It's all competitive right now. So that's the lane that hit probably came from. You know what I mean?
Right. So, and he was talking about that's his specialty, not the specialty of that. We got it.
Oh, I was worried. I didn't want you to think that way.
Now we're gonna talk about this too, Thomas, because we're gonna talk about that. Definitely gonna talk about that. I think that's more of a mental thing, if anything. I really do. So let's talk about Benford being not constantly being cooked by Coleman. But, I mean, you see some highlights. And I'm not really concerned about Benford being, you know, cooked by Coleman, whatever. I think our offense is what it is, and our defense is – we got top 10 defense. So
Right.
Iron sharpens iron. That's how I look at our defense and our offense. Yeah. You get the best this day, I might get the best next day. So, I think it's a back and forth. And I like to see the rookie challenge these cornerbacks. It's only going to make him as a rookie better.
Yeah. That's literally what it is. Like you said, iron sharpens iron. You want to see good competition out there. And you also want to see some highlights from your new receiver.
Absolutely.
So, you know what I mean? This is all positive. It's like the corner's learning things from Coleman he may not have seen in other places. You know, you learn so many things from – you can learn from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
you know, if they're both open-minded and they play like competition, it's only going to make both of them better.
Yeah, I believe that too. I mean, they said that the next day, the next training camp, Benford came out, you know, he took it personal when he got beat by Cook and he was constantly testing him. So, I mean, they see it. They, you know what I'm saying? There's players on it's like, oh, you got beat, da 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 da.
Right.
They want to be the best.
Yeah.
So they're going to challenge each other. And it's like you said, it's not going to do – it's going to just bring out the best in everyone.
Yes, yes.
For sure.
You want to see that in your team. You want them to want more from their peers.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Like, basically.
Why not? You know, if you're not pushing each other and you just like – let this simmer and let this dude just sit in this mistake. It's like, nah, bro. No,
yeah.
get that together.
Yeah, and I like this too. They're definitely, Josh and Coleman are building the trust.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how Coleman changes his body in the air. That's, you know, when it comes to that, I think that's basketball related.
It is. It so is. And they said that because I know everybody has seen his basketball highlights. If you haven't, please go find him, because Lord have mercy, this dude, he could have went either way.
Mm-hmm.
In my eyes, he could have went either way. The dude is nice. yep, Mitchell.
We're not doing that.
No,
we're not doing that.
Well, you're
there. You go, yo.
Hey, 716.
That's Bobby.
Bobby.
What's up? Look, you got my your man. Man. It's like,
it's crazy, bro. Like,
yeah.
Man,
but so we know that it's going to be okay. So we have our starters is Douglas and Benford, and we know that Kair Elam is coming third.
Yeah,
major jump. I'm so, so happy for this guy.
I'm proud like, of him. I'm proud of him.
He went from wearing boxing gloves at practice a year, 2 years ago, to now being consistently showing up at camp and making plays and jumping the ball, like just constantly picking. I'm not going to say constantly picking up Josh Allen out because y'all going to take my words and run with it. But he's making
a run for his money.
Yes, he's consistently showing up.
Yeah.
I don't know where Jamarcus Ingram's, if he's going to be the fourth cornerback. Because he also, the UB player, have been making plays as well. It's going to be tough to make this team. It's going to be tough.
It's to the wire, man. It's going to be great. Like, we love to see. I'm so excited to see all this competition. You know what I'm saying? This is so dope to see. Like, this is a real year. Like, this is it's not an easy make to the team.
No, it's not.
No, heck no. Like, that's
great. And coming into this season, into this training camp, there was a lot of question marks. Mm-hmm. I mean, White was gone. Trey White was gone. Who was going to step in and take that? And we knew Douglas is Douglas. He came when Trey White was out. But who's going to be behind Benford and Douglas? Was Kair going to make that jump to where we could say, all right, lock him in? Is he going to be that Dane Jackson or that, oh, my God, what was the other guy that was here? Lewis. Yeah. Him. Was he going to be that type of cornerback that the Bills need if one of these two become hurt? And it seems like he's stepped right into that role. But where does Jamarcus Ingram fall in this? Do we keep, which I think we do, keep him on? Does he make the practice squad? Because I think he would get poached if he does.
Yeah.
So I think our cornerback room is locked up, per se.
Yeah, I mean, and thank goodness, you know.
Yeah.
Let's say that. Thank goodness. You know
thank
saying?
You, right?
We ain't got to play. Like, I love – that Elam is really putting it all on the line. And like you said, Thomas, I feel like he's going to have that season. Me and T been talking about this shit for
oh my God. You know, I have his signed sneakers here.
Yes.
And his glove. I am a Kair Elam fan.
Fact.
So is my son. So we We are rooting for this guy. And as for him being number two, ooh, you jumped him.
Yeah, hey, listen.
Because that means either one of those two is injured.
Yes, that's exactly what it means. Because
I don't see.
I don't see. He's been doing well. But we talking about Douglas and Benford.
Yeah, them two have been holding it down.
We have to be happy that we have a strong three. We have to bring that into the positive light. Like, this is great.
This is awesome.
I'm ecstatic. I don't know about y'all. I ain't trying to be technical. I ain't gonna do all that. It's a good room, and I like it. That's it. Like, it's good. We don't have to.
I forgot about that. Hardy is a nickel too. I forgot about that. Yep. Yes, he did. This too. Cardio has played in 3 playoff games for the Buffalo Bills, 2 interceptions in them games, and he will be just fine. I like that. Yep.
He's a little handsy, but
He's a little handsy, but look.
Hopefully,
you know who's handsy? Sauce Gardner.
Super handsy.
And he gets away with a lot.
He does. He does, because
a lot.
He's their crown jewel, so to speak. So.
And I get they were drafted in the same year. I get he was their one. I understand it. I get it. But it was good for the goose is good for the gander. Is that how you say it? I don't know. But listen,
right.
give him some slack. I think Kyrie is going to be just fine. I love them coming out. I really do. I love the man's attitude. I love the fact that he never, ever gave up on his potential because he knows it. He comes from a football pedigree. So his dad, his uncle, they all played football. So,
I think it's just destined, for real.
Yes.
Like, I felt that from the beginning. I'm like, it's destined for him. I don't know what the path's going to look like. But it just has to happen for him.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
I want it.
Come on, man.
I have a question for you coming into week one and even Saturday, and we're not going to talk about the preseason yet.
Okay.
Do you see DeMar Hamlin and Rapp being the starting safeties? And if so, are you concerned? And so for anybody in the chat.
I'm not mad at it.
Okay.
I'm not mad at it if they believe and seen what they needed to see from Hamlin in order to put him on that field.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not mad at all. Like, that just shows that what we've been seeing is solidified. So, and I know he wants to get back out there. Like, this is not a game. This is something that he's been taking serious since it happened. I know we've been having, like, you know, we were like, oh, Lord, he's doing too much, at certain times.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's showing that, okay, yeah, I feel some of the – I know he's heard it. It ain't like it's us and he ain't hear it. People have been saying it. But I feel like he put in the work and he's showing up and he's been having a great camp. So if he makes it, man, what a story that's going to be. Like, that's going to be –
DeMar Hamlin, yeah, his story is still, it's going to become a movie for sure.
His story is
not done, you know. I liked DeMar when he came out of college, came out of Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. I watched his whole story, him sitting there, not being drafted, going the next day, and the Buffalo Bills picked him up. He's a guy who just don't give up. Like, he never gives up. And that was prior to him having a situation on the field, him, you know, dying on the field.
Yeah.
I just think that when you have a person like that who is relentless, literally relentless, the guy died and came back. So for him, it's like, what else can I do, guys, but to live my life and to do this game, right? This game called life, and also play this game that I love and take it and put it all on the field. A guy like that, you really want him on your team.
You really do, because like, through all of that, you're still out here like showing up and really just muting the naysayers, because they're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about before before the year, like right after the year ended, they were like, well, do we get rid of him and all that? I was like, damn, y'all ain't even let the man show where he was. Y'all trying to dump him already.
Right.
So, hey, man, do your thing, man. We here for it. I know I am.
Yes. A few questions I want to answer this one, and I want
to
answer.
We got some questions. Thank
Jeffrey
you guys.
As well. So he says, how do you guys feel about your defensive line? I believe this will be our strength. You want to take it first?
It's always our strength. That's the thing about us. We've always been strong defensively. But I think this year is a little bit more special. I don't know why. It's just I feel like the hunger is crazy different. You know, with Vaughn coming back, you know, Rasul Douglas, you know, Russo, Daquan Jones, all these guys, and Oliver, all these guys have been balling out and really trying to one-up that. You know what I'm saying? So with all that happening and we got some new guys in on the line, I'm excited about the line. Yeah. We talked about that defense looking crazy.
Yeah, I like I'll piggyback that. I like our defensive line. I like our defensive line in the regular season. I just need our defensive line to show up in post game.
We just gotta make it. We just gotta make it. Of course, we're gonna show up. We gotta make it there.
I mean, when it comes to okay, this is me being a cocky Buffalo Bills fan. I'm not worried about it. I mean, I just need. Yeah, that's how I am. I just need you. I think we're going to be there. And if we're there, I need my defense to show up.
Yeah.
Our defense is always good during the regular season. That hinges on the fact we won't get injured. I think another year when it comes to Russo being healthy, a healthy Russo is a different one. Like you see Russo when he's healthy, he's very impactful on that line. He can go on each side of that edge and set the edge. Yeah. And if you can bring AJ Epenesa inside,
that's
going to be nasty. It's going to be nasty.
Disgusting. Because, you know, Epenesa is like, to describe Epenesa, I just got to be like, you know what? This dude is like a magician. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he's a magician. The way he plays, the way his perseverance and his play style and his aggression. I mean, the dude just shows up every time. Like, and when he's healthy, you're going to know he's on the field. They're going to say his name often.
Okay. I'm going to go back to you, Jeffrey. He's a wrestler. Stevenson, I want to say is his name. They said he doesn't have any bad traits because he hasn't played football.
Right.
So if you get him, this is what I'm hearing. I mean, he's 5'11". I want to say he's about big as Vaughn, if this is the guy we're talking about. I think this is the guy you're talking about because there's two on. There's a European guy and there's one that only played
wrestler. The wrestler.
I want to say it's the wrestler. If we're talking about the wrestler,
it's got to be the wrestler.
He has not played any football.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Well, and again, he doesn't have any bad habits because he hasn't played football. But what I'm hearing is that he's following Vaughn and getting coached up by Vaughn. So he'll definitely be playing in this preseason game, and he is definitely one that we should be watching.
Right.
Jeff, I want to get – go ahead.
Jeffrey, yep.
I want to get to Jeffrey, and then we're going to move on because I want to talk about something else. Are you guys buying into our receivers, and what's your expectations? I'm buying. How much is it?
I'm buying.
I'm buying in because of our offensive coordinator and Josh Allen. I'm buying in because when Josh first came into this league, he had Benjamin. He had John Brown.
Right.
He had Andre Woods.
Woods, yeah.
So I'm buying in because I think that our O-line, I mean our offensive coordinator and Josh can elevate these guys. What's and I'm Robert buying Woods? In Robert Woods though. Robert Woods was good though.
Robert Woods was good.
Yeah. Nice. I'm buying in because I think Josh can elevate this wide receiver room. Because Coleman, you see what he could do. If you now, I've been to practice. My hype is tempered because I want to see him do it in action. I want to see a live game.
Yeah.
But if I see, listen, sky's the limit for this guy, and Josh is going to put him in a great spot to be a great wide receiver. Right. And we cannot forget about Curtis Samuel.
No, because and you know what though, I feel like the lack of conversation about him, is only going to sneak up on people.
Yes,
because
thank you.
That dude is
he's fast. And they can use him everywhere on the field.
Everywhere you guys are, it's gonna be a problem, and I just can't wait until he gets to have his day as a Bill.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like that's gonna change the whole.
So well, it will not be any more question marks. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think that's the thing.
But that's the whole thing when it comes to our wide receiver room is the question marks. No one knows. They only know about Shakir, and they don't even know if he could take that next step because we don't know.
Right.
No idea. So expectations. I don't know if you're talking about expectations for the record or whatever, but I really don't do record expectations, but I'll give you one. I can say we can win 11 to 12 wins. That's my expectation.
And that's you being modest, and I like that. I like that for you.
Oh, my God.
Y'all know mine. Hey.
Yeah, we do.
So I ain't going to even go there, but.
God, you're funny.
I'm excited, like you said, put the stamp on it, man. The questions that are out there about our core, our receiver core, I love it because that just gives these guys more opportunities to build and to focus. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's really, like you said, everybody's going to eat. So I think the confusion and the questions is only going to make the opposite team more confused.
Well, they're going to have to,
they don't know what they're going to get. They have no clue. Literally have zero clue on what they're going to get. I mean, they know the defense is going to be bomb, and that's changed too. But
if here it is too, Mike. There is no tape on this wide receiver room. None, right?
None.
Not working with Josh. There's none.
None.
I mean, there is tape on MVS. There's tape on Curtis Samuel. There's tape on Shakir. There's tape on, you know, but as a group?
Yeah, they don't have that. They don't have the tape of them here. No.
Right.
It's not out. So that has to be intense for the opposite team because it's like, okay, guys, I have no idea. Just right. Go out there and don't mess up, I guess.
Right, basically. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what he said here. I can't show it. Anyway, he says,
Keen is a better blocker than people think. I just watched film on him. He's a dog blocking in his catch radius. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, yeah, I like that.
They were talking about that at camp too. Like, I'm tempering my expectations, but I'm really high on Keenan Coleman. Like, yeah, he's a dog. He's a dog. Yeah. He might. They said he's a jokester, whatever, on off the field, but once he gets between those lines,
they said it's a light switch.
Yeah.
It's yep. Like, yep. It's done. It's done.
But again, he's a rookie, tempering my expectations, but I'm really hyped. So speaking of hype. And a surprise, this camp has to be Zach Davis, the tight end. Mm. They said this guy is having himself a camp. And surprisingly, really? He's also a punter. So that's crazy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's in competition with Quentin Morris. So another player that I want to watch, and when it comes to this preseason, is Zach Wilson potentially taking a third spot at tight end, but I don't know if we can roster four because we're going to try to do 12 men personnel. So why not?
Listen, I'm all for Sir Davis to do his thing, because if you balling, is that balling? Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, no, because
yes,
we need our bench to be deep. Do you understand me?
Yes.
We need it to be deep, like there's nothing's missing. It needs to be shoot. So, yeah, ball out.
He's balling. Zach is balling. He was running with the ones. He's been running with the twos. When you first enter, you don't know. You go with the threes. He moved up progressively the whole time. Yes, he is six. I think he's, well, what I seen, he was 6'2", 261.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So yeah. So
six, if you balling like that, hey man, keep going.
And if you're getting Sean McDermott's eye, any of the the Joe Brady's eye, like you're doing something special.
That's a fact.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'm never on time for this. But you know what time it is, if I can find it. Why am I always slow?
6'7", 251.
That's crazy.
Zach Davidson.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, let that sink in. That's a tight end, y'all.
That's a big dude.
That's a big guy. It's a big guy.
You know, he's going to be great for the red zone.
Oh, yeah. We got some big guys in the red zone now.
I love that because
– yeah.
The red zone was a little tricky sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, yeah. For sure. All right, let's get into our Care or Careless. What the time is the time is Care or Careless. This is when me and Mike can give two cares or two cares less about anything. So here we go. Starters are playing on Saturday against the Bears. They'll be playing maybe a quarter. Do you care, Mike, or do you care less? Or I gotta add one.
Add one.
Or do we give two shits? Or I'm sorry, are we scared of shit?
I'm cool. I could care less because these guys are eager to get out there, live ball, to see what's up. And I know Josh is. Josh got some new toys he's trying to put out there.
Yo, this is pressure. Thank you. This is pressure.
Michelle, man, I hate. You know what? Holloman. Bet. I could do that. You know what I'm saying? My man Holloman, man. Listen. We love you. We appreciate you showing
up. Thank you. We appreciate you, for sure. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
So Thomas care less. They will be fine week one. Okay.
They'll be fine. It's, you know, you just got to get out there. You know.
Care less.
Okay. Can we flip?
Just stay healthy.
The coin? Right. Boom. On one side, boom, I could care less. They want to get out there, get it shaken. On the other side, do we keep it secret for a little bit longer? You know?
No, they announced it.
It's gonna be basic. It ain't gonna be no plays.
Yeah, it's plays. Definitely gonna be basic. I can see why he's doing it. I can understand new faces, get this offense, you know, a familiar, especially with the rookie. You want your rookie to warm up. But then on the flip side of that, Mike, here I am. On the flip side of that, you're going to Pittsburgh next week, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to scrimmage them. So that's where you can get that kind of the field of a game,
right,
I guess.
Right.
So I'm kind of 60-40 and maybe even 30-70. I'm scared because I don't want to have an injury to my starters
I know.
You know what I mean?
But
then on the flip side of that, injuries can happen anywhere.
They might play a series.
Sean McDermott said they're playing a quarter.
That might be a lie. You know what I'm saying? Like, he might be lying.
You're saying Sean McDermott is a liar? Okay.
He might just be trying to throw off the competition. I don't know. I mean, a full quarter?
That's a lot, yo. I'm going to hold my breath.
It might be a lot of running. A lot of... screens, just little things. It ain't gonna be no plays for real. It's gonna be like the basic. Let's get out there. Let's get our feet wet. You know what I'm saying? I got a bunch of new guys. Let's see what we got. I don't know. It might not last the whole quarter. You know?
I know for this, Josh said it doesn't help him. Preseason doesn't help him per se, but it's damn show gonna help a rookie and help this offense that some of these offensive players don't know. Right. So it'll help them. Yeah. But yeah, it probably won't help Josh at all because this is season 7 or 8, I think?
Yeah, seven?
Maybe yeah, so it won't help him at all.
Yeah, he's fine. But he understands the role that he plays as the leader. Right. If the guys need it, I'm there for it. He ain't going to be doing too much anyway.
He better not be running.
It's going to be this. It's going to be or you know what I mean?
Or throw it away.
Yeah, that's it. Just nothing.
We don't need Megatron, Josh, and preseason.
Do you understand how everybody's ass will drop off their body if this dude start running? Like, are you kidding? McDermott is gonna run on the field. Hey, sit down. I'm not with that. No, yeah. Not preseason out the gate though. They don't need that.
Mm-mm. Well, speaking of preseason, it's Saturday at 1 o'clock in Buffalo. I think the reason why they're going to do it is because they're in Buffalo. It's the first preseason game. Why not give the fans what they want? Have Josh Allen out there, have Ken Coleman out there.
Right.
Is this offense and how it's going to look first against Arizona? You're not going to show them anything. You're just going to be like, oh, this is where we're going to line up. Maybe, maybe not. I get why they're doing it.
Yeah.
As a fan, you're excited and you're just like, but nobody get hurt, please. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Also came out that Bobby Babbage is going to be calling the defense as well, which is awesome.
Let's go, Babbage. You know what I'm saying? Come on now.
I'm dying.
Baby.
I'm dying.
Do your thing, baby. I'm so excited to say his name throughout the season.
You're going to be saying it this whole freaking season.
I'm sorry.
And I can't even use that as a header because it's...
If you'd like.
I can't use that bad bitch as a header. Bobby Babbage.
At this time live, they know us. You know what I'm saying? They see us too. They know what it is.
they know what it is.
Oh, side note.
What's up?
We forgot to talk about that hat. That hat is hard. We always talk about your hat. Everything. That's nice.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. You know what I'm saying? I always try to highlight your hat. It's such an array of Buffalo Bills hats. I've never... It's just a lot.
I didn't even get a... Did I get a new one this season?
You might have.
I probably did. You know what? I can't even talk because, you know, she's probably going to kick my tail because I buy hats. Like, I buy sneakers. So, I'm a little freak when it comes to sneakers and hats. So, yeah.
Damn.
But I got to get a new one because of the new season. So, I do have to get a... I have to go down the new era and get a new hat. Oh. I do.
So, John made a good point.
What John say?
He posted up. I wonder if it's Josh because the new center and hiking. That's a good point.
Oh, I didn't even put it up.
Think about that, John. Good observation. And that makes a lot of sense too, because it's like,
well, you got it. So
they had a little bit of trouble,
right, hiking
and all that, and the chemistry. So they got to, you know, they said it's been coming along, but to have some live snaps.
But I think where he's having issues at is shotgun. So
that is tough, though.
I mean, he said it's his true position, but he's having trouble because Josh and Mitch Morse, he would do hike it to the left for Josh, and Josh is right-handed, so if he hikes it to the left, Josh know how to get it. It was their own thing, they'll get into their own rhythm.
Right,
I think once you continue to do that and more practice, it's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine.
You gotta get there. Like when it lands correct, that's it right there. That's the one.
Yeah, it's nothing but it's all about rhythm. Your rhythm. Offense is nothing but rhythm, and you constantly do something, you'll get into a groove. So I'm not really too concerned about that. I mean, my only concern is this damn Tyler Bass kicking and not making them. I don't know what we're gonna do. Like, I mean, as fans, we can't do anything, of course.
No.
But I don't want to be worried about my freaking kicker making a 3 points or making an extra point. Like, bro.
You never have to worry about it. You know, that's the one thing. You're like, you know what? You should have
thing. You know this team and how bad with kicking? Do you know why, right? You know how many right whites we had? And you want to make this our life again? What's wrong with you?
We don't need that. Yeah, we don't need that at all here.
Jesus Christ. I don't know. Just go for 2 points every time. That's it.
Please.
Just go for the extra points.
Hey, and the big fella at the end, I mean, we might be able to just 2-point him to death. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. That would give be our crazy. Big – who was it? Spencer Brown and Deion Dawkins.
Yeah, get him.
Put him in there. Chance. Touchdowns. You know for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm with it.
I wanted to do this because I think it's very interesting. We haven't done this in a while. Let's do this.
DJ Khaled. I got the keys. I got the keys. I got the keys. I got the keys. We go to court and plead the fifth. I know the judge gonna shoot him some chips. I got the keys. Mason. I got the keys.
Wrong one. Because I don't have no keys. But I wanted this one. Right. You know I'm rusty because we have a game on Saturday and there's no keys to victory because we don't really give a shit.
We
do got around the around the league though. Tonight's a game, Mike. Are you watching?
Yeah. I have to. Like is it the Panthers?
No, so it's the Giants against Detroit.
Okay, Giants against Detroit. Cause I think the Panthers are playing the Bears. I don't know if that's tonight.
That's right. You're in
South Carolina.
You probably you got that. That's gonna be.
I hope that. I mean, at this point, all of it should be on TV. I don't care what they talk about. We want to watch all of it.
I'm not gonna lie. I think though, well, since you got the Roku, you can watch it. There's two games that comes on tonight. I think it's that like I said, the Lions and the Giants. And then there's
the Panthers and the Bears, right?
It's that one too, but it is oh my God, New England and somebody else plays tonight too. So it's a few games that come on tonight. But I wanna watch the Lions and the Giants because apparently there's ten fights that happened. Ten.
That's a lot.
Ten.
And if you say okay, 10 fights, 2 people to fight, that's a lot of fights. And that's just 2 people to fight. Come on, people. What y'all doing over there?
That's crazy.
On the other side, I don't care, but on the same, what y'all got going on?
10, and they find them. They said, okay, enough is enough. They find them.
Checks didn't even come in yet. Y'all already getting slapped.
And y'all playing tonight. So they practice with them, I want to say, for maybe a few days. I don't want to say a week, but a few days they practice with them. Right. And then you're playing them tonight. But then you have your all-star wide receiver throwing hands. What's wrong with y'all?
It does not.
The Panthers play the Patriots. Okay.
And thank you. You had it all wrong. Right.
Yeah.
My bad. Well, thank you.
Thank you for correcting us. We appreciate it. That's why you guys are here.
Sharla.
That's why you're here.
Appreciate you, John.
Who's Sharla? Oh, Sharla. Thank you, Sharla.
Yes. Oh, welcome.
Welcome and welcome. Thank you. I haven't seen this name. Thank you.
Come on.
Appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know why you're fighting. You have gear on.
When you punch a helmet, it hurts you. It doesn't hurt the other player.
You are a superstar and you're punching my what? If you would have hit someone with your hand. Broke your hand and now you're out for a month or two because you.
You want to fight. You know, hey man, listen. Testosterone is a wicked thing. I just want to tell you that.
We're not going to say the name, but I know. Yes, there was a fight at Texas practice too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Another one?
I don't know if it was another one. He might be talking about the one that happened a week ago. Yeah. Yes, thank you for joining, like Sandra said.
Tell him, Sandra!
We're all family here, and that being said, I think we're done. Have you been watching the Olympics? Side note.
I've been dipping and dabbing, you know what I'm saying? Watching a little volleyball because Dana wants to play a little volleyball, so that's cool. We watch a little bit of that. And
cool.
I watched the WNBA when they were 2-0 and the other team was 2-0 and they smoked them. I forgot who it was. I watched that. And, you know, just dipping and dabbing every now and then. Yeah,
that's me too. Been watching the gymnastics. I've been watching gymnastics. Right. And I watched the track and field. So I like to see that little storyline they got going on against Jamaica. Now Jamaica's pulled out. So, Yeah, that was, wasn't it?
That was crazy.
Sorry, that was crazy. It just came out of like nowhere. Whoa. Yeah, that was. See, it's time for us to go.
Pulled out the plantain.
Oh my God. Oh. Yeah. Well, you know, on that note, Mike is going to get us out of here. And we appreciate everybody that came through. Give us a follow, guys, if you're not doing it right now. Please please. And share. Like this. If you're on YouTube, like this video. It gets us out there. It helps us out with algorithm as well. Yeah. But you know what? Hey, do me a favor. Before we go, give me your scores. Give me your scores to this game. I don't care. You know, the starters are not starting the whole game, but give me your score if you guys believe that the Bills are going to win the game.
Oh,
I'll give you my score. What's your score, Mike?
You got a score or you want me to go?
Go ahead.
I'll go, and this is crazy.
Oh, God.
I'll go a little 35-12, Bills.
Okay, damn, 35-12 Bills. Okay, Let me write this down because I love to do this. 35.
They're going
to
miss two field goals. 12. I don't know why.
That was so weird. You got the Bears at 12.
12.
And the Bills, 35. And the Bills are missing two field goals?
No, I'm talking about the Bears are going to miss two extra points. And that's why it's going to be 12. And then the Bills are going to be 35. I don't know why.
Okay, missed two.
Miss extra points. Both extra points.
Oh, extra points. Miss extra points.
Yeah,
miss
both extra points. So, okay. Charlotte says 21-17, Bills. Joey says 21-14, Bills. Thomas says 20-13, Bills. You know what? And I feel like because it's preseason, they'll be tight.
Oh, wow. A lot of y'all got in the 20s. I like it.
Right. Because that's usually what it is. It's just more about getting out there, getting your feet wet, and then the other secondary. But I feel like, man, forget that. We going for the gusto. Foot and ass. First game.
It's a foot and ass. I like it. I'm not mad at it. No, okay.
I'm mad at the scores, though. Yeah.
Right. Sandra said, I don't care. She don't care as long as who wins, right? Bad. No matter the score, just win. I like it, too. But y'all do remember, I'll say this and we'll leave. Y'all remember the Pittsburgh Steelers game when we got dog walked. We got molly walked. And they were going to the Super Bowl, and we were going to have a losing season, and see how that turned out. Didn't turn out too well. We were still good.
Didn't turn out at all. That's why I say, you know, and same with the Jets. Remember?
Yeah. What'd you say? What do you say here? I hate to say it.
I hate to say it, but Josh goes to the sideline. You never know what will happen.
This is true.
Trubisky's He's going to do something.
We know it. We're going to see. Trubisky has checked down Trubisky. We know that. He don't really throw the long balls, and it's fine. But, again.
And we don't need him. We don't need him.
Yeah, we don't. Hey, and if you're here and if you're new here, thank you for coming through. We appreciate you. Stop by again next Thursday at 2 o'clock, same place, same time. Yes. And if do us a favor, like this if you're on. I had to think about it. And if you're, if you're on YouTube, like this video. And if you –
it looks like this, I think.
Yeah, it's like, and go like that.
Bleep. Hey, like us everywhere.
Thank you.
Share us everywhere. And come on back.
Okay? Yes. Most importantly, come back at 2 o'clock next Thursday. See you guys then.
Listen, and we appreciate y'all. If you didn't know where you were, that's crazy. Because it's us. I'm Mike. That's T. Anywhere we at, we in the place to be. Shout 143. And this has been Not Your Average Podcast in the 716. You heard the name.
You heard it. Go Bills. Peace out.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.